As we wait for the trial to begin, we are joined on the telephone by our very good friend, Ruth Conniff. Ruth Conniff is editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Examiner and also editor-at-large for the Progressive magazine. Ruth Conniff, I thank you greatly for taking time to join us today.
That's what I'm trying to get.
Ruth Conniff, good morning, or good afternoon your time. Well, it appears at the moment Ruth Conniff is actually unable to hear us, so as we try... Ruth Conniff.
Hey.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning. I'm listening to you.
Good to have you. Hey, yeah. Well, I want to begin in talking about this issue about whether there are the votes for witnesses in this trial. And just a day and a half ago or so, it appeared that Mitch McConnell told his caucus that he didn't have the votes to stop witnesses. Appears that has changed. We're now hearing that Republicans are confident that they would have the votes to stop having to stop any attempt to have witnesses or additional evidence being brought into this trial. I have said all along that in these really, you know, volatile political times, I have a hard time seeing this trial end in a whimper. I think somehow, and I don't know what that would be, it would end kind of in a bang. And I personally think that if the Senate did not decide to have witnesses, an additional trial in this process, that actually would be a bang because it would be pretty darn controversial, wouldn't it?
It's hard to argue that it's best to have a trial with no witnesses. And, of course, the John Bolton revelation landed like a bombshell on Mitch McConnell. He sort of thought he had the whole thing sewed up. And Bolton is saying, you know, I can tell you exactly what happened. And so yesterday the Republicans were trying to argue both that we've already heard everything we need to hear and that, you know, there wasn't a case and they had never actually managed to get direct testimony that would be relevant to this question of Trump's phone call to Ukraine, whether he pressured the country. I mean, you can't say both things. So, you know, I think Bolton puts them in a bad position. Whether that means that Republicans will actually finally break ranks, I don't know. I don't think, you know, we just don't know. I don't think that the Susan Collins hope is a really big hope. You know, she's acts like a moderate and sort of dithers and makes it sound like there's drama. But as we saw in the Kavanaugh confirmation, in the end, she doesn't break ranks. So, you know, what's really going to happen? I mean, I just think the longer the thing goes on, the more clear it is that the Republicans don't have a tenable position in saying we should have a trial without witnesses and we don't need to hear anymore.
Ruth Conniff, you are in Wisconsin. This is an important electoral state, especially for presidency, but of course important for providing senators and congressional members to Congress on the national scene. So one thing I think, if this goes down like that, if there are no witnesses and there appears to a lot of people that potentially Republican senators participated in a cover-up, then the question is, are there going to be electoral consequences for that come November? Again, you are in Wisconsin, one of these very important states that went for Donald Trump by the narrowest of margins in the 2016 election. Do you think there would be, for just your state alone, electoral consequences for not having witnesses and trying to make this look like more of a legitimate process?
Well, Trump's approval is sinking in Wisconsin. In the latest Marquette poll, which is sort of the gold standard of state polls here, Marquette University Law School, shows that he's well below 50% approval rating now. So definitely, I think his presidency and many of its aspects, including this impeachment process, have hurt him with people who voted for him. What does that mean in 2020? We don't really know yet. There are a lot of voters in Wisconsin, in rural areas of Wisconsin, who supported Trump, who have never really liked him personally, and who have an ability to maintain a kind of arm's length approach to his tweets, his racist comments. You know, farmers that I've talked to who have Mexican workers who are not really fans of Trump's way of talking about Mexicans, still have this hope that as an outsider, as somebody who's not part of the system that they see hurting them economically, especially through NAFTA, that somehow he's going to in the end support their cause and help them. That's, you know, I think that the impeachment probably isn't as big a deal as the economy for folks here. And in agriculture, it's interesting to see how the trade wars, the tariffs, and now this new trade deal with Mexico and Canada that's not significantly different from NAFTA, how that really affects people's sense that, you know, is this, are things going better for me? And I think a lot of people for whom things have not been going well, both in the Rust Belt and manufacturing and on farms, where we're having a historic farm crisis here in Wisconsin, hoped that Trump would change things, that he wouldn't be the president that represented Wall Street. He would be the president that represented the little guy. And that has not really happened. And I think that might be a bigger deal than what really, honestly, people who voted for Trump wave away. Yeah, he's a liar. They're all liars. You know, yes, he's self-serving. He probably wanted to get himself elected. You know, I think that probably has less impact here than it does elsewhere.
We're down to our really probably final 45 seconds or so as Barry Black, the Senate chaplain, is now giving the prayer. Then they'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Sergeant at Arms will warn everyone of potentially being arrested if they talk, even though they seem to do it anyways. Kind of interesting and very unclear what happens if the vote for witnesses is 50-50. There are some saying that John Roberts could take the initiative to insert himself and break that tie. And then there's others like Roy Blunt, who says, and he's the chair of the Rules Committee in the Senate, Roy Blunt, who says if it's a 50-50 tie, then it doesn't pass and there will be no witnesses.
Well, it's interesting because yesterday Adam Schiff said they would be bound by a decision made by the Chief Justice and invited the Republicans to agree to also be bound by a decision made by the Chief Justice. So, I mean, that was an interesting move, and I think, you know, let's see what happens. I think the Republicans will continue to resist with every peculiar argument they can come up with, as we saw from Alan Dershowitz yesterday. you know, maybe it's in the public interest for presidents to do anything they can to get themselves reelected. You know, it's a very strange argument. So I think, you know, I think that there's going to be mounting pressure on people to just have the self-respect to listen to Roberts. But I don't, at the end of the day, think that the Republicans will take Schiff up on that offer.
Ruth Conniff is editor-in-chief of the Wisconsin Examiner and editor-at-large for the Progressive Magazine. Ruth Conniff, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.